I now call this special meeting of Amherstburg Town Council to order.
I don't know.
Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Seeing none, we will move to the presentation.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of council. The purpose of this public meeting is to consider a request from 107-8217 Ontario Limited on behalf of Mike Dunn to place 18 lots on Brown Crescent into a holding zone. The proposed amendment to the zoning bylaw would change the zoning from residential first density zone to holding residential first density zone. The subject lands affected by the proposed amendment are described as part of lots 12 and 13, concession 1, described on plan 12M564. The property is composed of 18 residential building lots in phase 6 of Kingsbridge subdivision, each with a frontage of 15.3 meters with various depths and irregular areas. The developer of Kingsbridge subdivision has received draft plan of subdivision approval from the County of Essex for phase 5G of the plan development, and all of the lands within phase 5G have been appropriately rezoned and placed into a holding zone. Development of these lands in phase 5G will not proceed until council approves a subdivision agreement and the county issues final approval. A condition of draft plan approval requires that the town confirm availability of municipal services. In order to proceed with phase 5G, which includes 20 townhomes, sanitary sewage capacity must be reallocated from an alternate location in the overall master plan area. The developer has requested the reallocation of sanitary sewer capacity from phase 6 on Brown Crescent. So what you're looking at on the screen here, you're looking at the lots, the 18 residential lots on Brown Crescent that are proposed to be placed in the holding zone to allow for the first phase of phase 5G to proceed. You're looking at the overall master plan on the air photos in this picture. And to put it in context, the lots that would be subject to the proposed holding zone, I'm putting my cursor on them right now, are on Brown Crescent, and the lots that are subject to the proposed development are below Pat Thrasher Park. Property that is has presently received draft plan approval, you're seeing it's identified on the map here as subject property. The intent of the placement of the holding zone that's requested, we're looking at phase 5G in the subdivision here, would allow for the first phase of this portion of the master plan area to proceed. That would allow for the sewage capacity to be used for lots 17, 18, 31, 32, and 33. 20 townhomes would be swapped in sewage capacity. The holding provision is necessary as sanitary sewage capacity is limited in the Texas Road area. Phases 3, 5, and 6 of Kingsbridge subdivision are directed to the Texas Road Sanitary Sewer. Municipal councils have the authority to use a holding zone symbol when outstanding matters, including servicing, are to be determined or resolved. A holding zone may only be utilized by municipality if there are policies in the official plan which provides for its use. The Town of Amherstburg official plan, section 7.8, states, a holding zone as provided for under Section 36 of the Planning Act may be applied. Removal of the holding symbol from a parcel of land shall be conditional upon the developer of the land satisfying specific requirements by the municipality. Such conditions may include, for example, satisfying financial and servicing requirements of the town. The placement of the lots on Brown Crescent into the holding will be temporary until sanitary sewage capacity can be provided either by the installation of a new force main on County Road 20 or through inflow and infiltration testing on the Texas Road sewers and repairs as necessary. Section 1.6 of the provincial policy statement states that planning authorities may allow lot creation only if there is confirmation of sufficient reserve sewage capacity, reserve water system capacity, and municipal sewage services. The addition of the holding symbol on the subject land provides the regulatory tool under the Planning Act to allow orderly development as servicing can be provided in the area. The proposed zoning bylaw amendment was published and circulated to the required agencies, property owners, and municipal departments in accordance with the requirements of the Planning Act. The only correspondence that was received by the town was from IRCA, which stated the subject lands are not regulated under Section 28 of the Conservation Authorities Act and that they had no objection to the application. In closing, it's recommended that this report regarding the holding zone on Brown Crescent, Kingsbridge subdivision be received. And pending Council's consideration of any comments received at this public meeting, that bylaw 2015-04 be considered at the regular Council meeting following this public meeting. I would be happy to answer any questions if there are any.
There any? Yes? Councillor Melosh?
In layman's terms, are we just trying to swap? Thank you. Are we just trying to swap what I call the sewage capacity?
Mr. Mayor, that is correct. What we're doing is we're swapping sewage capacity and we're utilizing planning tools to protect the interest of the municipality. We're putting a hold on lots that already have approval and can't develop today. We're putting them back into a holding symbol and we're putting forward, potentially as the subdivision agreement is in place, the opportunity to develop in an alternate location that goes to the same sanitary sewer. That is correct, yes.
So the net effect is no real change other than the lots that are covered by the sewage capacity.
Mr. Mayor, that's correct, yes.
Thank you.
Councillor Courtney?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Rebecca, through you to Rebecca, I just want to know those lots that are going to be put in a holding pattern, none of those lots have been sold, have they?
Mr. Mayor, they're all under the ownership of the developer, Mike Dunn. That's correct.
Councillor Boucher.
Thank you, Mayor DiCarlo. Through you to Rebecca. Rebecca, so for clear understanding, we can't hook into the force main because of the pressure. So we have to build a sewer line to the middle side road pumping station from Kingsbridge to the Middleside Road subdivision, and then to the lagoon. That's correct.
Mr. Mayor, the lands that we're talking about tonight, phase 3, 5, and 6, go to the Texas Road sewer, but the northern lots do go over and up to Edgewater Lagoon. And we will ultimately need a new force main to bring them down to the Amherstburg wastewater treatment plant.
Just a follow-up. Mm-hmm. So just for tonight, we're referring to the ones that are going to the Texas Road.
That is correct, Mr. Mayor, yes.
Station. So are they planning on building so eventually we'll have to build the sewer line from Kingsbridge to Middleside Road pumping station, and then to the lagoons. Are they going to pay for that? Right now, tonight, the one we're talking about is just Texas Road, the one going to Texas Road. Will that be paid entirely by the developer?
Mr. Mayor, the matter we're discussing tonight is only a swap of only the capacity that's available, which is going down to Texas Road.
Okay.
However, there is the issue of the requirement of the new force main along County Road 20, and that the costs associated with that, some of that is related to existing development because Edgewater Lagoon has to be decommissioned. And so there will be some allocation toward new development, but also some toward existing development as well.
Deputy Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Rebecca. Rebecca, how much capacity is left out there? Are we at our ultimate limit now? I know it's just moving those things around, but are there any others that can be built on?
Mr. Mayor, we're working with very, very limited capacity, it's true. To allow this development, just the 20 townhomes, to move ahead, the information that we have, we're just swapping out what's left, the 18 to 20 lots that are remaining. However, there is inflow and infiltration testing going on, and if that proves a positive result, then that can be altered. So there is engineering work going on, and that may change. That information may change, though.
Any further discussion? There's also an opportunity for presentation by the applicant. Is the applicant interested in a presentation? No?
Mr. Mayor, I don't believe he's here right now.
Okay. That brings us to public input. If there's anyone in the public who would like to comment?
Yep.
If you could, would you mind going to the microphone, please?
My name's Gord Freeman. I live on 718 Front Road North.
Press the button.
Sorry.
Thank you.
My name's Gord Freeman. I live at 718 Front Road North. And we've had issues with the Kingsbridge sewage situation. On your page 2, you state sewer capacity can be provided either by the installation of a new force main on County Road 20 and or through inflow and infiltration testing in the Texas road sewer and repairs as necessary. Now, we had an incident back in 2011 with the Whalen pumping station, which is right next door. And at that time, there were quite a few trucks during the night, and it was just horrible. We were just wondering if we're going to get flooded. But talking to Lou Zarlinga at the time, he investigated to see what was going on, and there was a lot of infiltration in the north section. Now, I'm only speaking about the north section here, and maybe that's a little unfair, but I just wanted to bring this information out for the councilors. And he found out there had been an agreement back in 1982 with Anderton Township concerning the pumping station, Kingsbridge pumping station on Kingsbridge Drive, that they were going to be allowed to temporarily hook up to the Whalen station to get the sewage to the lagoon. And there was a limit of 160 homes. Well, back in, and then we had amalgamation and everybody forgot it, forgot about everything. They couldn't find the agreement, nothing. And it was news to Lou because he knew nothing about it. And nobody in his department knew anything about it. In fact, I don't think they knew it was hooked up to the Whalen pumping station. But anyway, we investigated, we had good rapport with Lou, and I sent him emails back and forth. I've got quite a paper trail here, if anybody's interested. The last one that we got from Lou, this is back in 2011. He says, thank you for your note. I acknowledge your comment. Please note, the important fact is that the developer contractor agrees with the requirement to have a sanitary sewer constructed to the north and is proceeding to design and implement. Now, we found out that Mr. Dougherty had got all the rights of way, land, whatever, for a line from that pumping station up to the middle side road. And then everybody forgot about it. So Lou asked them about it again, and that was what he said. The developer contractor agrees with the requirement to have a sanitary sewer constructed to the north and is proceeding to design and implement. Now, in the meantime, back in 2004, we approved another 82 homes. So that became 240-odd now. Homes can be built, and that's 82 over the capacity. So that's why I'm concerned. And I thought that council should know about this agreement back in 82, that they were supposed to put another line in there. On page 2, and they said that the installation of a new force main on County Road 20, well, it's not that easy. Before they even think about that, they better get a line up to Middle Side Road. And I thought I'd bring it to your attention and take it from there. Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there any further public input? Okay, Rebecca, did you want to respond?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Certainly any information that Mr. Freeman has, I would appreciate seeing. I wasn't here at that time. The intent at this point that I'm aware of really is that there's no capacity left in the Edgewater system, and that's why we're dealing now with only phase 3, 5, and 6, the southern lots that are being directed to this sanitary sewer on Texas. There's no opportunity in the north presently until we deal with the new force main situation, though. And at that point, the associated pumping stations will be designed and directed toward the new upgraded Amherstburg wastewater treatment plant.
Thank you. Is there any other comments or questions? Councillor Melosh?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to bring to people's attention that I did, back in our first meeting of the new council, I put forth a proposal with respect to the Forest Main, an outside partner that would, you know, facilitate the construction and operation of one. So, you know, maybe that issue needs to be brought back to the table. But so I just want to make that point. It would resolve a lot of probably our issues that we have with respect to the Kingsbridge and Gulfview. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Puget?
May I speak to that, Mayor? The reason that I believe Council voted against that was because we didn't have enough information on it, and you brought it to our attention without a notice of motion at about after midnight at one of our council meetings. So that's why it didn't go any place. We do need total information before we vote on an issue.
Thank you, Mayor. The proposal that I brought was to start a discussion, whether it was going to materialize. It was an interested party, and it was nothing more than, you know, to turn it over to administration to pursue it further. I was bringing an interested party. That's all I did.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Seeing none, can I get a motion on the recommendation? Deputy Mayor?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I move that the report from the Manager of Planning Services regarding public meeting to consider a zoning bylaw amendment holding zone for lots on Brown Crescent, Kingsbridge subdivision be received and pending council consideration of written and oral comments received at this public meeting, zoning bylaw 215-04 be considered at the regular council meeting following the public meeting.
Thank you. Second, Councillor Puget. Any further discussion? All those in favor? Passed unanimous. Thank you. That is it for this meeting. Can I get a motion to adjourn? Councillor Puget, seconder Councillor Melosh. All those in favor? Thank you. Passed. We are adjourned at this meeting, and we will start our next one.